Welcome to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets, your oasis in an otherwise troubled world. Hi, I'm Bob Bordonaro, executive producer of Mystic Radio. We are a live call-in show where you receive spiritual healings for you and your pets. Don't forget your pets. Take down these call-in numbers now and give us a call. The toll-free number anywhere in the country is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Start dialing now to speak to our Mystic Radio spiritual healers, Robin Alexis and Nels Rasmussen. Good afternoon, Robin.
Good afternoon, and hello, everyone. Welcome, one and all. This is Robin. And why would you want to call into Mystic Radio to receive a past life reading from me? Because I believe that the intention of Mystic Radio has always been to enhance your ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. It's not about following me or Nels or Bob or anyone else. Follow your own intuition. Now, how do you do that? Well, when you receive a past life reading, I believe that is one of the most efficient ways to open up your consciousness for intuitive knowing, because the intuitive knowing comes from your soul's wisdom, which, hello people, comes from our experiences whenever we're in human and perhaps even in non-human form, but that we will find out when you call in for your past life reading. So if you're interested in that, you can call for a reading. The phone number is 888-298-5569, and locally in Seattle, the phone number is 425-373-5527.
Now, we'd like to say hello to our co-host. Hi, Nels Rasmussen. Please tell the audience about spiritual reconnection and what you will be doing for them on today's program.
Thanks, Bob. Hello, everyone. I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor, now a spiritual healer for people and animals. And what I'll be doing on today's show is helping you or your pet to have a better life by getting rid of negative energies, which show up as feelings stuck in your energy field. This gives you more positive energy to use to be happier and healthier. When Robin and I both work with you, we can address you or your pet's issues with our unique approaches at the same time. And this synergy is something you're going to really want to experience for yourself. So call into the show today. If you'd like to talk to me off the air, though, to learn more about how my healing work can help you or your pet, go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. I always do a free call to answer your questions and to see if there's something I can do to help you. And remember, spiritual healing can support good medical care. It doesn't replace it. Bob?
And remember every Wednesday to set your alarm for 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time, so you'll never forget to listen and call in to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets live on the air. Do you want a spiritual reconnection for you or your pet today? Do you want a past life reading with Robin? Give us a call now. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle area, the phone number is 425-373-5527. Now, when you call in, you have one question to ask Robin and Nels. Make it a good one. The phone numbers again, toll-free 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We have a great show for you coming up today with our courageous callers. Now, callers, take your callers, please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin or Nels so they can serve you properly. I'm going to play the gong to clear the energy for the show today, and then we'll get to your callers. Robin, how many today?
Three. Wow. Yeah.
She's getting chills, folks.
Somebody needs that. Woo!
Wow. Those are three nice gongs and three nice reactions from our mystic over here. Okay, let's get to Cassandra from Los Angeles, who's looking for some spiritual healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Cassandra. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Nels. Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we serve you?
Yes, I know that we are in, and Bob, I meant to say hi to Bob. I know we're in retrograde, and I two questions. One is if I should wait until retrograde is over to go back into the studio to record music and to release music before that. And the other question is health.
Well, first of all, this is about you knowing your own intuition. So what is your gut telling you about recording in the studio?
I'm not feeling anything because I feel there's so much negative energy going on. I'm almost afraid to put a little bit of music. I'd like to put a little bit of my music out there without mm-hmm. vocals, just as like a teaser music. And I'm reluctant to do that because I don't want it...
Beautiful. That's exactly what I was hoping you were going to say, because it's always the energy behind our decision that determines the outcome, not the decision itself. And what I'm sensing with you, Cassandra, is you are a, I do know you, and you are a tribute artist for Marilyn Monroe, and you are creating a beautiful CD and DVD that will be released soon to the public. And what I'm sensing with you is that when you start to do your work as being a tribute artist, that because you have so many past lives with Marilyn, particularly where you've carried a very similar blueprint as a twin, I'm feeling that her energy kind of starts backwashing into yours, and then you're starting to try to not just be a tribute artist for the music and the benevolence of the divine feminine and all of that, but you're also kind of getting mishmashed in with her energetics, and it seems to me you got enough going on by yourself without trying to run that energy as well. And I think that's clearly affecting your health and probably a lot of other situations as well. So let's see what Nels can do to
assist. Can I jump in first because of Mercury in retrograde, and then we'll go to Nels?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read this about what Mercury in retrograde is, and that may help you make your decision. Mercury rules the mind, mental processes, and all forms of communication, including travel, speaking, and writing. Messages, letters, faxes, emails, books, and contracts, documents, and transportation facilities all fall under Mercury's influence. When Mercury's retrograde, expect delays, confusion, and misunderstanding, as well as lost mail, transportation problems, and failures in negotiations. What to do when we're in Mercury in retrograde? Confine your activities to the rewords. Review, reflect, repair, recheck, reschedule, rewrite, reformulate, and so on. Avoid signing contracts and meditate and let your inner guidance redirect you.
That was helpful.
Wow.
Yeah, and I picked up a lot of information I'll share with you after Nels works with you, because probably after
Thank
he works
Rob.
With you,
Thank
there'll
you,
be even
Robert.
More. Nels?
All right. Yes, Hi. Great to talk to you again, Cassandra. And what I was picking up is there's the energy from a recent betrayal that has left you with a feeling of depression stuck in your energy field, and we need to replace that. And as we often find, we need to replace that with the feeling of trust. Trust that everything is still going the way it needs to be going perfectly to help you out. So focus on the word trust. And with your eyes closed, look up towards your eyebrows. And if you can, put a hand over your heart as well. And hold your breath, thinking trust and the number 7. And I'll be monitoring for a shift above your eyebrows. Trust and 7. Replacing that depression with trust. Getting strong pulses, and they're synchronized. Okay, breathe normally again, eyes open. And we'll check on this betrayal. And that is no longer reactive. So we've cleared out that negative energy. Let's go back to Robin.
Thank you. Thank you, Nels.
Yeah, that was quite lovely, Nels. So there's quite a few things coming in here, but I do know that some of the places you've been recording and some of the places you've gone to do interviews with people who actually knew Marilyn, Those places are haunted or things by her energy, and some of the objects that people have are carrying some of her energy. And those would have been energy imprints of things that were happening at the time. Okay, so here's her angelic frequency here, and that's the tribute artist that you actually want to be channeling, if you will. But when you go to these other things and you're interacting with them, you're kind of getting sucked down into the soup, and I think that's creating all kinds of opportunity for betrayal and depression. So you basically really need to get yourself energetically sturdy before you can do this kind of work. And I would suggest that in terms of Mercury in retrograde and everything, in terms of like releasing projects, etc., I highly recommend you work with an astrologer who can tell you specifically what your energy systems are doing. Because this project is so big, I wouldn't imagine that you'd want to go forth without having a good astrologer. The one I would recommend is a man by the name of Brian Yee, spelled Y-E-E. And okay. Also, there I know a sound editor that I think is going to be able to give you a second opinion on the energy of what is coming through so that it gets purified. So even if you recorded it years ago, you still want it before it's released to be in its pristine frequency. You don't want it to be running all these old linkages and energy systems. And basically, what we're saying to you is preparation is key to success and thriving for yourself and in this situation. And I want to say for anyone listening out there, you know, Cassandra is a person who's very devoted to fulfilling her soul purpose. And it even when we have one, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy peasy. I mean, look at Nels. He's gone from being a chiropractor to taking on all of this. And Bob's changed and redefined his career. And so I just want to celebrate, honestly, the people who are choosing to live from the soul, fulfill their soul purpose, and doing whatever steps are necessary to get the energetics as pure as possible so that we can all co-create a wonderful existence together. So anyway, I think you're right to pause, Cassandra. This was good you called into the show again, and I would recommend you work with Brian to really get kind of filtered down what's in the best timing for you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you all. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Do you want a past life reading with Robin like that one? Boy, that was incredible. Or a spiritual reconnection for you or your pet from Nels today? The toll-free number. Give us a call now. Get in the queue. Call us. Talk to the healers. Toll-free, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527.
Marilyn Monroe is actually coming through to speak through me to channel her, and she's saying that it's been difficult for her to actually cross over energetically and stay stable on the other side because so many people call on her energy and they use it to promote things or do whatever they're doing, and she does really appreciate that Cassandra is attempting to bring in the highest and holiest energetics of her and to communicate that in the most benevolent way. And as I say that, Nels, are you comfortable doing any energy work on Marilyn Monroe as a spirit?
Oh, well, when somebody's in their spirit form, I make the assumption that they're at their highest and holiest and will perfectly accept my work. So yes, I'm going to tune in here and let's see. All right, and so she's running a energy of where she has defined some other people as selfish, all right? And that's been stuck in her field for a long time. So we need to find out what will help that for her. And it is perfection, that all of these things that happen are really perfect. So we can, all of us who are listening right now, can help Marilyn by focusing on the word perfection. And if you are in a place where you can close your eyes and look down toward your heart, do that. Take a breath and hold it. Focus on perfection and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring for when we get the shift. perfection, and 8. Getting some powerful pulses coming through here. Perfection and 8. There it goes. We have synchrony, so we can all breathe normally and open our eyes. And looks to me like I cleared that energy. How's that look to you, Robin?
She says, thank you, Nels. I've got God bumps. And she also said thank you to the Mystic Radio community for supporting her and Cassandra as the true voice, the true song, the true soul song of Marilyn is expressed. So thank you very, very much, everybody. That was beautiful.
Do you want a passage reading with Robin or a spiritual reconnection for you or your pet from Nels today? Give us a call now. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Are you curious about your past lives? The information in your past lives could be a treasure trove. Haven't you been interested in finding out what it is that you really know deep inside of yourself? And what if you could use that information to create a better life for yourself? What are you waiting for? You can call me, Robin Alexis, and book a session, and I will help you find the keys to unlock the treasure of your soul's wisdom. You can book a session with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499 or go to robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. That's robinalexis.com and book your past life reading.
Why should you listen to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis? Why not? Mystic Radio is broadcast live from beautiful Mount Shasta, California, one of the Earth's most powerful energy vortexes. Many visitors have had life-altering spiritual experiences here at Mount Shasta. It's a hotspot for Bigfoot and UFO sightings and has drawn in thousands of people who are open to the mountain's energy. In honor of this high vibratory location, we offer you Mount Shasta's Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Listen and call into Alternative Talk 1150 on Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free live on-air reading from Mount Shasta with world-renowned spiritual healer Robin Alexis. This is Appointment Radio. Make an appointment with Robin Alexis on Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time by setting your cell phone alarm on repeat and then call her with your metaphysical questions. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569.
Are you interested in becoming more spiritually empowered? My name is Robin Alexis, and that is all I'm interested in doing, is becoming more spiritually empowered. I believe that as we become more spiritually empowered, it uplifts everyone on the planet, and don't you know that's what we need to be doing right now? One of the ways you can do that is not only listen to our weekly show, Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, but I also have written 2 books. One is Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, that is presently available on Amazon Kindle. It will soon be released in soft cover. And I have another book coming very, very soon. It's called Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. And what do we need to remember? That we're in this together, and we're either going to deliberately create a peaceful planet or we're not. Which way do you want to go? Listen to our show and buy my books and enjoy becoming spiritually empowered.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of a White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. That's where Nels is. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio.
And if it's Wednesday, it's your 1 hour of the week to have Nels, Bob, and I work with you through the Mystic community. That's very, very powerful healing energetic system we've created here together. And you can call in. And as you heal, other people will heal as well. And it's been very interesting since we worked with Marilyn Monroe in the first part of the show, because during the break, all of a sudden I started getting visited by hordes of spirits on the other side who want Nels and I to assist them. So they're calling us. Why can't you guys call us? And if you don't, we're going to just start working with all those spirits, I'm sure. But if you want to work with me privately, you can do that. You go to robinalexis.com, and you can book in the Mystic Store. When you're at my website, I do invite you to use the Reiki healing portals. They're very, very powerful, and they will help you. You can just turn them on and leave them on in the background of your computer, and it will help lift your energy and your home or whatever situations that you're going through. You can also call Bob, and he'll get you scheduled for the session. You can do that by calling 530-859-2499. Bob?
To get all of Nell's contact information and his wonderful healing energy, you can go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now, if you want a past life reading with Robin today on the show, or a spiritual reconnection for you or your pets from Nell's today, don't forget those pets of ours. They're very important. The toll-free number, give us a call now. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Let's get back to our courageous callers. Okay, let's go to April from Colorado, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels. Hi, April. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you, April?
I have a question that I think has to do with past life stuff that I want to clear. You told me before, Robin, that I had a contract to work with neighbors. And I've had some really difficult neighbor interactions. And now that it's Mercury retrograde, I'm thinking that they're playing in. I want to clear completely all of those contracts. And I'm I'd like to bring everything up to my karmic board and tell them that I want out of this agreement that I made a long time ago.
You're right, and it is definitely moving into previous incarnations. It's a big mess in here. I do agree with you, so I think you're making a very wise choice, April. Let's have Nels take a look at you first, and then I'll tell you what I'm seeing.
Okay. Hello, April. Good to talk with you. And when you were talking and you mentioned the neighbors, I immediately got a feeling that there's a negative feeling stuck in your field from that. And the word depression is what comes up for that. And we need to reflect and change that. I'm using one of those rewords that we're supposed to be using. Thanks to Bob. So we're going to reflect on this depression, and we're going to change it. And it's also, we're going to use trust for this as well. And it's really about trusting that as nerve-wracking as these interactions can be, there's a certain perfection in the universe of the way this plays out. So I want you to focus on the word trust. Put a hand over your heart if you can, and look down towards your heart. Take a breath in and hold it, focusing on trust and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring on your temples for the shift, replacing depression with trust, number 8. Getting good, strong pulses coming through. Boom, boom, there we go. All right, you can breathe normally. And there, that looks like we cleared out that depression. So let's go back to Robin.
So where I was seeing that first showing up actually wasn't human neighbors. I was seeing that it's more of an intergalactic neighbor situation too, and some inner earth beings that were disturbing and have been around you and your family actually for a few years that I've been aware of, as well as the past life images that were flooding through my head. So when I looked into your body, it felt like an issue with your thymus gland, which is interesting because I actually felt that with myself this morning. And my understanding is that's a place where we can integrate our consciousness. And so once I was looking at that through you, April, I realized that the future of the neighbors of the 22 star systems in the future, they're actually really beautiful and very benevolent. And to me, they're like soul retrievals of yourself, but they're soul retrievals of yourself from the future. And I felt like all this stuff was shifting around while Nels was working with you. So my point of saying all that is that I also would like, if Nels and you are comfortable with it, for Nels to look at your own relationship with your own thymus gland to make sure that this agreement that you shapeshifted, it still keeps you open to the neighbors that are benevolent in all these different realms, and it doesn't overtax that thymus gland. Nels?
Okay, well, this is very interesting. And so I was tuning in when you mentioned that, and there's a connection. It's really kind of a throat chakra energy problem, and it needs to get powered up by the solar plexus. And so if you have the ability to put one hand over your solar plexus and another one over your throat area, do that. Otherwise, just contact your solar plexus. And I want you to close your eyes and just look straight ahead for this one. And we're going to continue to use that trust vibration to clear this channel. So do a little slow, controlled breathing, thinking trust, and we're still going to use the number 8. And we're reconnecting this channel between the solar plexus and the thymus gland in the throat chakra area. And we're getting good, strong pulses coming through now. There we go. Really bright, clean conduit of energy moving now. All right. Go ahead and breathe normally and eyes open. That feels real good. How's that looking to you, Robin?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. And I may have spoken about this before on the show, but there's a team of angels that have been coming to me of late, and they're called the Breath Angels. And what they are offering us to remember is to connect with the first breath we've ever taken in our human form to the present breath, and then breathing into the future. So it's like one eternal long breath. And the way that they have taught me to work with that breath is you put one hand about 2 inches below your navel and another hand over your third eye, and you just sort of breathe from those locations. And there you go. I can feel you doing that, April. And so whatever it was that Nels just connected you with, which was like an eternal vagus nerve consciousness stream in perfection, I'm also feeling your breath. Matt, there you go, right there. Can you feel that at all, April?
I feel more integrated somehow.
Good. Yeah, that's exactly the word that I would select for this as well. So this breathing thing that I just channeled, I'm actually going to practice that too. And then maybe sometime in the future, you could call into the show and let us know how you're connecting in with this beautiful healing that you just commanded and Nels was able to facilitate. And then with this information, I'd love to hear back from you, and I'm sure listeners would, how it's all staying integrated within you.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was fun. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Hey, Eric, let's go to break, and then we will be back with our callers, Megan and Susan. If you want a past life reading with Robin or Nels, spiritual reconnection, the toll-free numbers, give us a call now, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We will be back. We'll step aside, and we will be back with more of your calls after these messages. This is Mystic Radio.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
Are you as happy, healthy, or fulfilled as you want to be? What's stopping you? Do you feel like you're stuck, almost like there's an invisible force field holding you back from what you want? Do you want to break through that invisible wall? It's all in your mind, you know. Those blockages are self-programmed by past traumas and current fears. Did you know that you can reprogram yourself and move through those invisible barriers? I'm Dr. Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I help people and pets all over the world to be happier, healthier, and more fulfilled by eliminating their physical, mental, and emotional blockages with my unique approach to energy healing. I call it neuroenergetic balancing. To learn how this breakthrough approach can help you, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. Then I'll schedule you for a free consultation to discuss your situation. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Are you interested in becoming more spiritually empowered? My name is Robin Alexis, and that is all I'm interested in doing, is becoming more spiritually empowered. I believe that as we become more spiritually empowered, it uplifts everyone on the planet, and don't you know that's what we need to be doing right now? One of the ways you can do that is not only listen to our weekly show, Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, but I also have written two books. One is Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, that is presently available on Amazon Kindle. It will soon be released in soft cover. And I have another book coming very, very soon. It's called Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. And what do we need to remember? That we're in this together, and we're either going to deliberately create a peaceful planet or we're not. Which way do you want to go? Listen to our show and buy my books and enjoy becoming spiritually empowered.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. And if you want to talk to the healers today, Robin or Nels, give us a call now. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now, I know you think about it every week. Now's the time. We have some lines open. You can get in to talk to these amazing healers. So give us a call now.
And if you would like to work with me privately, you can do so by calling Bob. The phone number is... he's doing something to me that makes no sense whatsoever. So I know you guys can't see us, but he just totally confused me.
Sorry about that.
So let me go back to to telling you that if you'd like a private session with me, you can go to robinalexis.com and book it in the Mystic Store, or you can call Bob, who has a nice voice, and hear it when you talk to him about booking your session. The number to call him is 530-859-2499. Now, if you, there are so many spirits around me who want to talk to Nels and I. It's really throwing me off my game.
I know, it's throwing me off, too.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
It's like a parade in
here.
Yeah,
no. And I can explain it all when it's time, but oh my goodness, there's such a shift in what's going on here. Nels, maybe you can feel it too. Speaking of Nels, if you'd like to work with him privately, you go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and you fill out the contact information, and Nels will call you, and the spirits are all lined up here going, well, we can't do that, Robin. We need to talk through you so he knows that we want his help. Okay, spirits. Maybe we'll do a separate show just to get the spirits to come
through. Well, right now, yes, we don't have that many callers, so we may get to... Oh, we've got another one coming up.
Okay,
so anyway, let's get to our callers here. We've got Megan, who we've had a little misconnection with. But anyway,
it's
retrograde. It is. Megan from Seattle is looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. So, Megan, are you there?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, we
yes,
can hear you
great.
Now. You're on with the healers.
Best hour of the week.
Oh, thanks.
Struggling with starting a business. Any information, blockages, anything you guys could do to help would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I'm seeing all kinds of blocks, honestly. I mean, there's such an array of them, I don't even know where to begin. Some of them are past life, but there's such an entangled mess in here with, like, inherited stuff, and oh, man. So let's just go to Nels first so we can get it sorted out, and then I'll track what he does with you and tell you what else I see.
Thank okay. You. Well, Megan, the interfering vibration around is starting your business is the feeling of inadequacy. Excuse me. And inadequacy is kind of, you know, it's worse than apathy. It's bad. You feel inadequate, unable to make things move. And there's a simple fix, however. You just need the vibration of good, which is meaning good. You are good enough and you are a good person. And if you focus on that good, it will bring the energy up you need to focus and move forward. So I want you to focus on the word good. And if you can put a hand over your heart, please do so. That will help get the powerful heart energy involved. And you're going to take a breath and hold it. And just look straight ahead with your eyes closed, thinking good and the number 8. Good and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring on your temples for a shift, replacing that inadequacy with good. We are good enough. We are a good person. And there we go. We have powerful shift right there. There. You can breathe normally again and the eyes open. All right. We have shifted that energy. So let's get back to Robin.
Well, that was absolutely brilliant because I could see that all the different variables that I was observing, he was able to move that through that one healing and shapeshift it. There does seem to be one past life that's coming in, though, that we might need to chat about. It seems like it has to happen. It's in England. And it's around the time of, like, King Henry and all that business that was going on with chopping off queens' heads and getting another wife and all that business. So it looks to me like you might – oh, I see what it is. It looks like you were, like, the midwife for a queen. And whoever this queen was, there were quite a few times where the mother was not able to deliver a healthy child. And somehow it feels like you took it into your own self, like, oh, geez, what could I have done differently for her? But you're just sort of entangled in a bit of a situation here. And I think the antidote to it is simply what Nell said. I'm kind of getting sucked into a rabbit hole again with spirit. So let me just hold on a second here, Megan, and let me just see what's going on in that past life. Okay, so here's what I'm getting. I'm feeling that the baby spirits who crossed over, or maybe didn't completely cross over, from that lifetime where you had so much pressure on you to help the queen create heirs for the throne and it didn't work, it feels like those baby spirits are somehow still connected with a part of you from that lifetime that we need to take the medicine, energy medicine that Nels just did, back to that soul fragment of you that seems like it's whole. There it goes. Now it's starting to give that energy to the babies, and the baby spirits are moving along, and I can feel you starting to have a soul retrieval, bringing that part up into present time that you were able to help because Nels just gave you the tools to. There you go. That feels much better. Megan, what do you feel, if anything?
Getting a little heart rate going up.
Okay, let's go. Okay, good. I'd like to go back to Nels quickly to make sure that you're okay. Nels?
Yeah, when I was while you were talking, I was tuning in, and I felt compelled to do a little channeling for that past life situation, because it was the same vibrations, inadequacy and good, that needed to be transmuted. So I was assisting with that, and it all looks really good from here.
Okay, it did to me too. Nice to get it affirmed by you. Thank you, Megan. That was brilliant. Nice
thank
healing.
You, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Megan. We're going to go to Susan from Seattle, looking for a past life reading with Robin. Susan, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Robin. I moved to an area last September, and, you know, if it wasn't for my work, I would really would be lost. I'm wondering, was that a good move for me to do, or... Is there something blocking?
Yes. What I'm feeling is that your a lot of your energy didn't come with you. And let me see if that's a pattern that you've run in other lifetimes. I'm getting a yes. So this, although it's uncomfortable, it's a great opportunity to heal a karmic pattern of when you move, you don't actually move all of your energy or all of your overlighting divas and guides and all that. And so you just kind of get a mishmash, and you're not actually able to bloom where you're planted here. So let's go to Nels to see what he can do to straighten this around with you.
All right. Hello there, Susan. And I also picked up that vibration of inadequacy stuck in your field. And the fix for you is the vibration of feeling contented. So that, and that's something, it's a lot of people think like, well, I get contented if I get the things I want. Well, no, we can decide to just be contented. So I want you to focus on that word contented. And with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and a little bit to the left, and you're going to be doing slow, deep breathing and thinking the word contented and the number 8. Contented and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring on the back of your head on the left and the right above your right eye for that shift. Contented and 8, replacing inadequacy with contented. Starting to get good, strong pulses. There we go. We have that shift. You can breathe normally and eyes open. And it looks like we cleared that out. So let's go back to Robin.
So, Susan, while he was escorting you through that next level of your healing, I was witnessing that this karmic pattern of being kind of all over the place started when you had a past life in Seattle. You were a male Native American. And since that lifetime, you've gone out, I see 5 different times where you've gone to different locations and you never got back to Seattle. And so as I was continuing to observe it, I realized it's actually something that you had set up, that you wanted to leave some of your energy out to experience whatever it was you set out to do. And now it's an opportunity for you to bring the wisdom that you gathered in those different lifetimes into this integration frequency, and to really, I don't know what the word is, assimilate it perhaps. Yeah, there you go, right there. You just assimilated it into your energy system. So let's go ahead. There you go. That's good. That's very nice, Susan. What are you feeling in your body?
I feel a little tingling.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Each one of these lifetimes, you were a male, and you were a discoverer, you know, like you were going out like a scout, or you were just checking out different areas. And that's pretty interesting that you did that in multiple lifetimes, and that it was a multiple lifetime soul contract you had with yourself to do this. And I'm not sure quite why you did it, but I think it's pretty neat you did it. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future to find out how things have changed for you. So thank you for the call.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Nell.
We're going to go to Issaquah, Washington, and we've got Dorothy, who's looking for some spiritual reconnection from Nels. Hi, Dorothy, you're on with Nels.
Hello, Dorothy.
I would like to talk with Nels about needing healing for my dog.
Boy, I'm not hearing that very well. Are you, Bob?
Yes, she wants healings for her dogs, Nels.
What is the dog's name?
Bojangles.
Okay, Bojangles. Nels, take it over.
Tuning into Bojangles here.
Yeah.
All right. So Bojangles has I'm going to tell you what I'm finding here, Dorothy. I'm finding that there's a frequency of powerlessness stuck in Bojangles' field, and we're going to be working with that. It also is connected to you as well. You're kind of both stuck with this feeling. And so you're going to be doing I'm going to be working through you. And what you need to do is focus on the word trust and the number 6. And with your eyes closed, look down towards your heart. If you can, put a hand over your heart. Take a breath and hold it and think trust and the number 6. And we're working with you and Bojangles to get this connection through trust. Getting strong pulses coming through. Okay, we have that connection made. So go ahead and breathe normally, eyes open. And let me double check on Bojangles here. Well, that's the big thing. And so what you need to do to really help the energy between the two of you, which will help him, is spend time meditating on the feeling of trust and getting trust in your heart. And this is like trusting God, trusting that everything is working just the way it needs to. And if you need some more help or have some more questions, contact me through my website at healingministryforanimals.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you some more about that.
Jenny is looking for a past life reading with Robin. Jenny, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for taking my call. I've actually had a session with you.
Jenny, take your phone off speaker, please.
Not on speaker. Hi.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I guess we're just having bad energy technology-wise today. Go ahead, Jenny.
Can you hear me okay?
Good enough. Let's keep going.
Yeah. I was just wondering what kind of healing I'm currently doing from past lifetimes during this eclipse season. I feel like a lot of heavy energy in my body, leaving in and out. I just want to know if something comes up for you.
The vision that I'm getting is that you have like a coil around your whole body. And so I'm not sure what that's doing there. And so I'd like to go to Nels to see what he figures out, and then I'll figure out what that energy is. Nels?
Okay. Hello, Jenny. Once again, the vibration of trust is really important for you. This one is coming because of some kind of broken trust that happened to you. And so we need to correct that so that you can have the feeling of trust without having the sense of dread that would come with it. So I want you to close your eyes and look up towards your eyebrows. Take a breath in and hold it and think trust and the number 7. And I'll be monitoring above your eyes for the shift. Trust and 7. We're repairing that broken trust. Trust. And there we go. We have a shift. You can breathe normally again, eyes open. All right, let's go back to Robin.
Okay, that really, really helped. This energy that I'm seeing around you is an energy system that's from the frequency of Orion. And there's 7 beings who are part of your soul group or your tribe. So when we talked about past lives, this particular piece doesn't necessarily feel like it's in the Akashic records from past lives. This feels like something that either you had an agreement, or it looks like you have an agreement, actually, with these beings from Orion. Actually, they're coming in even stronger right now. What they're suggesting is that you attempt to journal the communication with them. The first thing that they want to do is when you sit quietly with a journaling and a pen, they don't want you to type it, ask them what their individual names are. And whatever you get for names, go ahead and record those. And then they want you to ask them, you know, what is it that they are doing? There's some kind of a team that's come to talk to you. Like, for example, I was talking earlier about the breath angels have been coming to me. And these Orion beings are coming to you for some sort of reason. They're saying that there's energy systems and energy technology that's very futuristic. that is starting to communicate to you.
And yeah, I'm opening up a mediumship ability, so that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay. Well, they want you to be, basically sounds like they want you to be an ET medium because they want to talk to you and they're not just deceased souls of humans. These are beings from other realms who want to communicate with you as well. So, I think if you have the opportunity, I'd work a little bit more with Nell's Jenny just to get your energy more grounded and to be able to hold the information that you're getting in a really clear and concise way. And I do, you know, I want to apologize to the energy spirits that are here, not only the ones that are trying to talk through Jenny and the ones that have crossed over, but as well as people who have been trying to call into the show today. If we can't hear you, we can't answer your questions. And so I'm sorry that that's happening, and I know it can be disappointing, but there's a reason why we're all co-creating this, and that's what we need to get to the bottom of. And so for you, Jenny, you don't want to have a miscommunication because of energy system communication not functioning, and I think Nels can really help you set that up within yourself, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get in touch with him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Robin Alexis, host of Mystic Radio, has released the second edition of her personal memoir. Robin's long-awaited second edition, titled Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, is now available on Amazon Kindle. Robin invites you to read her life story and share in a customer review about what you experienced as you read this book. As you know, with Robin's radio show, Mystic Radio, spending time with Robin in any way is an experience, not an explanation. Robin wants to hear from you after you read more about the intimate details of her personal story than were previously revealed. Enjoy the beautiful cover art of the book, created by celebrated illustrator and author Baruch Inbar. When you look at the cover of her book, see if you are familiar with the tattoo on Spirit Lady's left wrist. That tattoo is a preview of what the book has in store for you. As you read the book, find out why Robin Alexis encourages all of us to fall more deeply in love with ourselves. Purchase your copy of Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song on Amazon Kindle.
Are the events of your life or the events of the world getting you down or off balance? Successful and conscious people recognize when their energy is off kilter. Busy parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. When you feel something is not right, schedule a one-on-one personal phone session with Robin Alexis immediately. When you realize you're out of balance and things are not going well. In a testimonial, one person said, "In my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. She's like a psychic spiritual empowerment coach that I can rely on, who helps me reset my stamina in 1 hour." Call Bob now at 530-859-2499 and schedule your private one-on-one phone session with Robin Alexis. If it's more convenient, purchase your session at the Mystic Store on robinalexis.com. That's the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. Let the metaphysical mother, Robin Alexis, help you keep it together in this unsettling world.
Hello, everyone. This is Robin Alexis. I'd like to invite you to my website, robinalexis.com. I offer free Reiki healing portals there, and you can listen to the archives of Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets. So what are you waiting for? Accept my invitation and visit robinalexis.com.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets from mystical Mount Shasta. And in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, if it's Wednesday or Sunday, if you want a session, private session with Robin Alexis, you can give us a call at 530-859-2499 or check out our website, robinalexis.com, for details. And you can go to the Mystic Store and purchase it right from the Mystic Store, and then I will contact you. If you want all of Nell's contact information, you can go to healingministryforanimals.com. For podcasts of all our Mystic Radio programs, present and past, we have a couple hundred up there, you can go to robinalexis.com and scroll down to the YouTube channel, or you can go to 1150kknw.com and click on podcasts. And you can also listen to Mystic Radio wherever you get your podcast. We want to thank all our listeners today. You make the call. You callers make the show what it is. And thanks to Eric back in the studio for flying the bus for us here at Mystic Radio today from mystical Mount Shasta. We will see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific time. This is Mystic Radio.